Okay, good.
Aber Mori des Hakilim in Haminchu Lamalab ne Kavod Yom, Shemara Kimichen Atmo Likraso, Lamakum Shiisad Shom Halayla.
So that's the Kavod for Shmini.
Right. The Aminam Bigamara, Ein Lamakum Lahori Kli, Sarech Lechol Shom Babi Yantav Akron.
And he has to eat there on the last day.
That's right. But Sarech Lechol
Shom Yantav Akron. It's an Eretz Yisrael, it's
Right.
Right, so by other kelim, when b'shas tashmish is mutter.
Right. Here it's the opposite. B'shas tashmish, it's also.
It's also.
But once you're done with it, once you're not using it, then you can keep it in circulation.
And what's the reason?
Because you might burn down your circle.
Because...
Was that real? Is Shevet Yisar for real l'shash?
Sukkah Katana. The tinder box.
I understand. So now it's about Tosa if you're going to take a chance in the tinder box?
No, I think you just, what does Tosa say? That,
you light it, take them what, and then what? Leave it there and set it in final? What about Shem Tisa? All right.
It's not Tosa, you can't do it.
Right.
It's not really. Russian is not as much.
Sounds like.
It's much more that,
That's like
a gizera. The time of the Mishem Mugmin Basuk of Ektana, the Chayshinun Shematisar of Sukkosa. Sounds like an outside chash. Am I right?
Yeah.
Sounds like that, right? Right, but then you have a question.
I didn't do it, Shmi.
Either way, you had that question.
No, it's my.
It's gizera drabana.
Right. Right.
But since
you don't do it,
and he's doing it, so it's a hecker. So he has bedas not to be yoshev b'shmini l'shem mitzvah.
Is that what it is? It's for him, or it's for others? It doesn't look like he's doing it.
Both. I mean, both. All he has to do. All he has to.
Is it both of those? Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So you're saying it's a gezerah in the mitzvah?
My yasa, Yochir, Shenik, Masala, Mitzvah. Okay, so that seems to be the problem in Tesis. But the main problem in Tesis is something else. What's the main problem in Tesis? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Can you just repeat,
so
you're saying it's a gezerah in the mitzvah, Sukkah, that you don't do it?
In other words, it's a gezerah, Mitzvah, because what phrase is he's going to burn his Heft Hashem Mitzvah down. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, it's a hecker over here, because ordinarily it's us.
Your question is maybe he'll burn down now.
Okay.
No, so the.
It's not dangerous.
He has to watch it.
He has to be
surveillance.
Normally,
a guy
wouldn't. It's not sakana. The guy can get out.
Burns. What is rational? Rational is that he puts him is a kelim that aren't clean.
Right.
But that's rational shitaso. That it means that Rashi held at the moment you finish using the dish, you got to get it out.
Right.
So over here, when he puts it in, so when what you have to get it out, we explain because of the bizu of chafetz shel mitzvah. So when you, not because of teshuva came to do it.
No.
That's why Rashi can learn that he puts it in.
Even though it could be...
Because if it was a lachanteh shekhen tadura, so it would lack in the key and shmini.
Right.
But since it's a lachan the chafter shal mitzvah because of the covenant of the mitzvah, right, so therefore Rashi says, but on shmini, you're not doing it as a chafter shal mitzvah. So the halacha has been, the whole din of Yom Tov Sheni has been a geir to the Kiyum Mitzvah of Sukkah.
Right.
Okay.
It's not a halacha been a geir to every detail of Sukkah.
But not the Chafetz?
No, not the Chafetz Shal Mitzvah. That's not the halacha.
You can do a Mais and Tiro?
In other words, the halacha is that you should be Mekayim Teishu Kain Tadur.
Okay.
There's no halacha that you shouldn't be Nohei. You have to be knowing that it's a chef to shalitz, and you shouldn't be knowing design it. There's no halacha like that when I get to Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis.
Isn't it still like hooked to the mitzvahs, like no sukkah asar kol shmona, and the kedusha sukkah is still there? Because, you know, you hooked to the mitzvahs asar kol shmona? Isn't that the no sukkah?
That's hooked to the mitzvahs.
But doesn't that demand that it's a chef to shalitz? If the no sukkah are hooked to the mitzvahs, shouldn't the sukkah as a whole be hooked to the mitzvahs?
Yeah.
So shouldn't it be a din of bizlei mitzvah then to the chafza?
Learning that the halacha of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is only benegeir to the king, is only a minig that was accepted benegeir to the king mitzvasa, not benegeir to every other halacha.
Okay.
So the halacha that you shouldn't leave the kelim in the sukkah is not a halacha in teishu kain tadur. It's a halacha benegeir to the, you shouldn't be mevaza.
Right.
The chefter. So that halacha was not accepted in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the halacha of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias.
It's in the din of Bezer.
It's the, what do you call it?
I would think so.
Taisus holds, it's only the Metal Alta. It's only the, what is it? Only there. In there.
The Rashi isn't home there?
Sukkah dol megla mema the maya. So the Gemara says the maya b'mani michla. The Amar Rav b'mani michla b'mital alta b'mani mishtayim b'mital alta. So according to Rashi, that's very good.
Right.
Why? Because it's only been a geir to what?
Tishvi came to do.
It's only Tishvi came to do. According to Taisus, it's going to be difficult. According to Taisus, it's going to be difficult. Unless Taisus learns that it's going on Simchas Torah. Taisus, I believe, learns it's going on Shmini Atzeres.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not Shmini,
on
Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah.
Uh-huh. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres? Your mom looks like you're sitting for 8 days in the circle?
Yeah, Shmini Atzeres, you don't do any changes.
And that's not a problem about Taisus?
Not a problem. Not a problem. That's why most of Shem are.
Rambam's
what?
No,
Rambam's
on the 8th day.
The Rambam learns, but is Rambam speaking
there?
Chutzlarts on the 8th day, you have to move.
Because Rambam learns, and Chutzlarts says that what?
Yes, Chutzlarts on the 8th day.
He learns like the riff.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, but Taisus, what about Taisus here? That according to Taisus, according to Rashi, it's very good.
He learns that the Ram, that's the 8th time on Shmini Atzeres, Safik Shvi.
The Ram learns?
Yeah, Ram.
Yeah, but I'm interested in
Rashi. You're saying Ram?
Okay. Rashi is learning is going on the Shmini.
Okay.
So the only problem you have, the reason why the other Rishon don't want to learn that way, because it's Teshuvah Shekhen, you need Teshuvah Shekhen to do it.
Right.
But Rashi doesn't have a problem with that, because Rashi's Lishitaso, that he holds that's not a part of Teshuvah Shekhen to do it.
Right.
So you can't, so therefore it's a separate, it's an extraneous halacha. So the extraneous halacha, they weren't nohag insofar as sukkah is concerned.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. Right. And you know what Tosfos
learned? He quotes Rashi, that Hashmini should be about Pesach Temeli, Shalom Yisrael Yisrael Asakim. That we're not kosher, Hashmini. And the Rashba says, and the others say, because it's Takanas Chacham of Shmini Safek Shvi. So we're not kosher for that. And he goes on. No fresh Yeh Be'en L'Mak B'Shmini Kav. It's Arach Leishiv Ba B'Chi. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because of Rava Fassi. So what does Rama say? But now I realize you can't. Because you can only be kind of Rashi Shita if you keep a Shita all Sukkos.
Right.
But nobody does that. It means you gotta take as soon as you finish eating off your plate, you gotta take the plate out. Nobody does that. So it won't be hacker. Okay. So and the regular kelim you can't do, like Tesfis. Why? Because then it'll be a priest, you'll be pogame in the mitzvahs teishu kentadur.
Right.
That you can't do. So it's only Rashi can only do lishtas. Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to mention. But let's get to the main problem here. There's a major problem. What's the major problem? The major problem is that how could he be morid as kelim min amencha lamayla? Because the halacha really is that what? That kol shivas hayamim. Mishnah makes it very clear that on that daf chav chesam beis kol shivas yom osa adam osa sukaso kevo beis aroi. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ketzad ha'ilo kelim noyim ma'ilon ha'sukah matzos nos ma'ilon ha'sukah ocho v'shosu matal ba'sukah d'tan rabbon teishu kent t'dur mekanam kol shivas yom osa adam ha'sukah sekevim beis aroi. Ketzad ha'ilo kelim noyim. So how could you do it? How is it possible that you should have a heter to be moed kelim noyim in cholam ha'ilon if by doing that,
right,
if by doing that you're being involved in mitzvah sukkah kol shiva?
Right.
Moreover, Rashi says clearly that what can't you do? That you can't take down your sukkah. Why lo yatar kol kol. Right? So Rashi holds you can't undo the sukkah on the last day. So how do you split hukkah sukkah in half? That with regard to it's all basukas teishu shivas yamim.
Right.
So why do you say that with regard to what? With regard to moed adam es kelav you matir min amen cholamayla. But to break down the sukkah min amen cholamayla, that you're not matir. That's the major problem. I haven't seen anybody ask that question, but to me it seems like it's a liatzum. It's a major question. I don't want to talk about it.
The Ran.
The Ran.
He mentions it, but
Ran,
he doesn't really answer
It was Ran. Ran sort of like.
He
cuts across it.
Says. It's in the. I have Chav Gimel Rav. I don't know if it's the same.
What do you got there?
Chav Gimel Rav from the top here. Says, Sukkah Shiva Ketzer Gamer Lecho Lo Yatar Sikasu. Nearly, the Hainu Taima, the Kevin the Amarachmana Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim, Sarach Shatahilo Sukkah Kol Shiva.
Oh.
Vahainu Diktani Seifa. Avamurdu Hakalim and Amin Chol Mala, Mipne Kavod Yom Tavachron Shel Chag. Klomar, Sha'afal P should Sarach Kol Shiva, Lasso Sukaso Keva. Hailo Kalim Naim, Matos Nos, Roy Sheyhu Basukka, Kol Shiva, Afilu Hachi, Mipne Kavod Yom Tavachron Shel Chag, Rashai Lahuridan.
It's a plea. He doesn't explain anything. Doesn't explain anything.
What's that?
What's that? Is there a man on phone? What's that? Okay. Say, based on how we learned the Rambam, that the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha hey and halacha vav. Okay, so it sounds like it's a repetition. Right, but we said it's not. I have the wrong one. Okay. This one's right. Okay. Ketzad mitzvah seishiv b'sukkah. Yeochol the shows of the door b'sukkah kol shivas yom ben b'yom ben b'lalim. Dach shmigal b'esel b'sherim osa shana. V'chol shivas yom osa adam as b'esel arroi v'sukkah sokeva. Shenema. B'sukkah steishu shivas yomim. Ketzad kelam anam atzah esnaz b'sukkah. Same with Gemara. And then he says, Oakland, then in the Vav, he starts over again like he never said anything. Oakland, the Shosim, Yeshane, Mesuka, Kol, Shiva, Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla. Isn't that what he just said before? She Oakland, the Shosim, the Dor, Mesuka, Kol, Shiva, Sam, Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla. What's he repeating himself for? Verbatim almost, right? So we wanted to explain that the Rambam's learning. And we wanted to say everybody learns it, that the Rambam's learning that there's two halachas ben agayah to basukas teshu. One halacha ben agayah to basukas teshu is how you treat the sukkah. That he's dor there, ben bayom, ben balayla, kelim noyim, the quality of dira. Okay? So he has to bring in all those things into the sukkah. That's, and on that you're not Navarian if you don't do that. So the mitzvah b'shlemusa sets itself up on two levels, two planes. One is insofar as Oso Adam as Beso Aroi, Vesukaso Keva. Okay, and that includes the Caleb and everything else. But if he doesn't do that, I mean, how many people do that? You know, anybody, I don't know anybody does it even. Right? And you even see, it would seem that even Tanoim, right? I mean, they had little sukkahs, and Moroim and Tanoim had little sukkahs, and they didn't have, you can't fit everything in there. Right. So, he was, what's the mice was eating that Rosh of Ruba Basukkah, the Shulchan Basukkah Bias. Yeah, it's Machlaikas, but you see, from those cases that they didn't have the biggest sukkahs.
Probably didn't have houses like we did either, though.
Yeah, you could argue that. But anyways, but meantime, it's mistaver that, I mean, yeah. What we're saying is there's no isser. Yeah. And that's why the Ram doesn't mention isser in that halacha. Yeah. But in halacha Vav, he says, Ochon v'shos v'shem v'sukol shiva b'em v'yom b'em v'lala v'osu l'chol s'duchos v'sukol shiva. Because in terms of the first halacha, you could eat outside the sukkah. Yeah. Why? Because it says you just have to. The sukkah is you create the sukkah by treating it like a bias. So if you treat it like a bias and for 10 minutes you eat outside, you're not over anything. Okay. So the sukkah comes into existence via two methods. One method is via how you treat the sukkah, and another method is halachavav, the designation and relegation of certain activities exclusively to the sukkah. And that's Shina Nachila. That's where you're going to be over. So the sukkah is Mahava, comes into existence through two methods. One method is in terms of how he treats the sukkah, Ochol Vador, Kedar Shadav Vesom. And the second way it comes into existence is via relegation. Okay? That relegation is Mahava, the Chafta Shel Sukkah. I then went through in the Balamar, and I don't want to do that. But what I want to bring out is now you can answer the kasha. Why? Because binogeya to which halacha to halacha hey. What I said in the shiur was that there's only one logical way to answer this. You can't force your way out of this question. And what's the logical way? The logical way is that the Zman min ha-mincha ulamayla is mitzuruf to what? To the Yom HaShmini because of the covered Simchas Yom Shel Achron. After what? After min ha-mincha ulamayla. Min ha-mincha ulamayla. Okay. Yeah, I think Rosh is mincha k'tama, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. But anyways, the Zman min ha-mincha olamayla is mitzuruf to the Yom HaShmini. So therefore, there's no stira, because the halacha says very clearly that kol shivas hayomim osa adam es beis aroi es kasa keva. So it has to be kol shivas hayomim. So where is the kol shivas hayomim? So what's the answer? So the answer is that the kol shivas hayomim ends benageya to halacha hay. As soon as kavod yom tov achron shel chag enters, it grabs the last part of the day and is mitzaref to yom hashmini. Okay, that's the only way you can answer it logically. Because otherwise, it's just double talk. I mean, you can't differentiate between these two things. So now the question is, so of course, the fellows ask, well, why is it, what's the difference between halacha hey and vav, right? Why is it? So I stopped there. I said, halacha hey, you see there are no isurim, it's different. And all I'm saying is that it's a possibility. But I didn't go any further.
It's a question of why halacha vav doesn't end early?
The question is why can't you do it in halacha vav and only in halacha hey? So he said, because halacha vav is immutable. Because the relegation is what creates the chefta shel sukkah, and it's immutable.
Yeah.
But halacha hey is a kiyum. Okay, but
the question, why? Yeah. What's the conflict between halacha vav and shmini atzeret?
So you can't destroy it. See Rashi. Rashi says, "Oyater do'akol ayom chavasa lishan l'shanein." It's all basukas teishu shivas yamim.
Right.
So it's the same basukas teishu shivas yamim that you have in, with regard to halacha hey as you have with regard to halacha vav. So I said I don't know. I mean, I stopped at that point. Okay, I don't know. But I was thinking about it later. Somebody asked me to repeat it, and it just so happens I thought of a very simple answer. Very simple answer. What's the difference between halacha hey and halacha vav? What do you say? Let me give you a minute to think about it. What do you say? Very simple. That when you're relegating the shina and the achila to the shivas hayomim in the sukkah, you only have shivas hayomim to relegate it to. You can't relegate it for 6.5 days. So the relegation has got to be in terms of the units of yomim. So since it's units of yomim, it's tofes 24-hour units until the yom hashmini. But the halacha b'negeya to halacha hey, over there it's the maisa of treating the sukkah a certain way. So along comes the kavod yom tov achron shel chag, and it pulls away the yom hashvi. You see? Because, in other words, you can be mitzaref the yom hashvi, but that's as long as you're not involved in an act of relegation. You follow what I mean? It's the mice of Dira that creates the mahas of the sukkah. Okay? So then you can say, then along comes the Yom HaShmini, and it pulls it away. But you can't say along comes the Yom HaShmini in the beginning of the Chag when you relegate the Shivas HaYomim for Achila and Shina, because then you'd only be relegating it for 6.5 days. And you can't do that. You need units of day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it interrupts the Maisa.
Although you can't be interrupted, it's a relegation. A relegation has to have units.
Right.
And the units are yamim, so it's called Shiva Sam. That's what the real answer is. Shiva Sayam. Osa Adam is Beso Arroyo Sukaso Keva.
Right.
So you can't call me the whole day.
Isn't it talking about, that's what's referring to the matzos and the kelim?
Yes.
But there is not really kolshev on that framework.
It is.
It is.
You just got stopped.
It's a different kind of day.
That's right. It's a different day. You're interrupted. The day is interrupted.
Right.
I mean, I hate to put it that way, because it's really more than that.
Right.
It's the conceptual point. That relegation requires units.
So what's in the
Cheftza, what are your units? The units are going to be days. How many? 7. So that's it.